from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, so this comes by way of Dale Lally and DK Pittsburgh Sports. And other media outlets have found this and have picked up on it and are now reporting it. Or citing his report, I should say. Lally last night, in his game recap of the Steelers' loss, said the following. If Roethlisberger felt he was done, he would hang it up. You can bet that is what he and Marquise Pouncey were talking about as they sat on the bench so long after everyone else had cleared the field. For Pouncey, that decision is made. He's done. And that's why Roethlisberger was in tears. He felt he had let Pouncey down in what will be his final NFL game. There's no room for misinterpretation there. There's no caveat. There's no if, maybe. Dale Lally reporting, Steelers reporter, that Marquise Pouncey is done. He's out. That was his last game last night. Our 93.7thefan.com Steelers reporter, Jeff Hathorn, joins us right now. Jeff, can you fill in the blanks here? Is there anything to add to this story from your end?
No, and I would say this. It wouldn't surprise me. Let's take that report aside, that Pouncey would be released after this season. I mean, that's an $8 million savings. And I would also tell you that I think Joe Hayden will either be traded or released, and he will not be a Steeler.
So
you're working
under the assumption that Roethlisberger is done then. Because Roethlisberger won't play without Pouncey.
Yeah, they're like Thelma and Louise going over the cliff.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Do you think Pouncey would play for another team? If the Steelers cut him loose, do you think Pouncey's the kind of guy who wouldn't want to play for another team and would rather just hang it up?
Lally's saying he's done, Chris. Lally's saying it's not about wearing Steelers black and gold. He doesn't want to play football anymore.
Okay, here's where I'm not skeptical of Dale here.
Yes, you
are. I'm actually
not.
I'm not going to be a jerk here about it. I'm not. I'm really not. Maybe if Dale is dead wrong, then we'll revisit this. But Marquise Pouncey is a guy that people here have very strong feelings about. If Dale is writing that in a story, how far down the story was it, Pony?
Craig, you sent me the screenshot of it. It's a few paragraphs within his 10 thoughts on last night's game.
Yeah, I don't have the full thing in front of me, but it's not at the top of the story.
The headline for the story is don't give up on Ben Roethlisberger, and then halfway into it, it's a comment about decisive comment about Pouncey's future.
Yeah, I'm sorry. If I'm writing that story and I have it on good authority from the man himself, presumably, that he's done, that's the top of my list. Maybe outside of writing like one basic thought about the game, say, oh, by the way, Marquise Pouncey is never going to play football again. He's done. Why is it buried in the middle of the story?
Jeff, you've edited things before. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, if that's me, and I don't want to speak for Dale's reporting, I don't know where his information is coming from, but if that's me, that's a big enough that's the headline and that's the major story.
And you're not getting that, just to be clear, have you even heard a whisper that he's done, Pouncey?
No. But, you know, I could put two and two together and, you know, see what we saw and saw how terrible Pouncey is. And I know this, too. Pouncey does have other interests. Like, football is a big deal for him, mm-hmm. but I could see him as a guy that could walk away today and be fine with his career. I mean, obviously there'd be disappointments and all of that stuff.
Without a Super Bowl?
But he's not a guy that has to have football.
I wonder how seriously, I guess, if, say he is done, Jeff, just for argument's sake, Dale's report is exactly correct. He's got it on. Maybe he's got it from the man himself. You always hear Ben say, when Pouncey retires, he retires. I would wonder if that would just be cheap talk then, and that if Pouncey actually did say, I've had enough of this, I'm done, I don't want to get beat up anymore.
Yeah, something's not adding up. If the title of the article is, don't give up on Big Ben, and you say later in the article, Pouncey's going to retire, and it's understood that Ben only wants to play with Pouncey, well, then why would you tell people not to give up on Ben Roethlisberger? If anything, you would put two and two together and say, folks, you know, I know Pouncey's done. Maybe there is a chance Ben hangs it up. And Craig, there's nothing in there about Roethlisberger retiring, right? Or even giving that a second thought.
No, it's the complete opposite. It's he's not done.
So apparently Lally thinks that those two guys aren't attached at the hip. There's no other conclusion to draw from this article then. He doesn't think that those two guys are married to each other, and that's all Ben's talked about for the last 5 years. Right, Jeff? You've been in with both of those guys.
Correct.
Don't they always say that? When one's done, they're both done.
You know, I will say this too, though. Ben also said similar things years ago about his relationship with Heath Miller. Not necessarily that he would retire, but how he would hate to not play with Heath. I could see Ben Roethlisberger playing without Maurkice Pouncey. I could
maybe Pouncey snapping the ball. Jeff, maybe Pouncey snapping the ball to him like he thought he was Manute Bol might have made a difference in Roethlisberger's opinion on the matter.
You know what? And Pouncey's he's a proud man, and he knows better than anyone if he's done or if he's just not playing.
Do you think he looks close to it, Jeff? Do you feel like – I mean, you've watched the guy his whole career. We all have. Do you feel like he's pretty much – that maybe his reputation is doing a lot of work for him, that his play on the field is not?
I think his reputation is doing a lot for him, and I don't think his level of play is horrible, but it's relative, because I think Pouncey has been one of the best centers for a decade in the NFL, and he's now barely hanging on as a starter in the NFL. And when you've been at that level, do you want to be that guy that's hanging on? And I look at Pouncey as a guy that wouldn't want to be that's made enough money and that would get out young.
Jeff, how did your opinion of Mike Tomlin change last night?
Wow. And Chris, I'm gonna steal what you said, because I said it too last night. I thought Mike Tomlin coached like a coward. I mean, if Mike Tomlin were to coach like that in the third year after only making the playoffs one of the three, I would question whether or not he'd be back as head coach. That was atrocious coaching. There's no excuse for not going for it there. And the line that he gave about this field position thing is a bunch of crap. The reason he didn't go for it, let's be real, the reason he didn't go for it is because he knows his offensive line sucks and can't get him a yard. That's
well, then why bench Dotson when your game plan from the beginning appeared to be to try to run the ball down the Browns' throat?
You know, I agree with you. I would have started Dotson, but that's just a loyalty to Filer. That's what that was. That's a loyalty to Filer, and that Filer wasn't horrible.
That's what the
year.
Steelers have become, where they're loyal to guys with a season on the line. I mean, what's happened to this proud team?
And
where
be clear, it's loyalty, Andrew, and also it's not like Filer was horrible this year. I mean, he was okay on that offensive line, so. You go with the guy with a little bit more experience in a playoff game. I get that decision. I just think it was the wrong one.
How about you send Chooks to the showers and say, hey, Dotson, you're staying right there. Filer, I don't care. Like, I know, Jeff, that we talked about this on pregame last night, mm-hmm. which seems like it happened 10 years ago at this point. But, you know, I think one of the things you brought up, and I understood it at the time, was the idea that Filer hadn't practiced at tackle all year, so, like, maybe not fair and would shake things up too much to jump him back in there. But, dude, I just watched a team not practice and have a bunch of guys literally off the street that the quarterback barely knew go out there and whoop the Steelers' defensive line. If they can do it, I think Matt Filer should be able to.
And in hindsight, that's absolutely fair. But I think at the time, it's already a bad offensive line. I don't want to disrupt it anymore with the potential that Filer could go out and maybe play better. And we think Dotson would have played better. There's just too many holes on that offensive line. I mean, Ben was bad, but Ben's play was better than the play of his line.
I want to just follow up on what we started this segment with Lally's report, quote unquote. It's not a report. It was in an article about last night's game. It was more analysis than it was reporting. He said, count on Big Ben Roethlisberger coming back. You can what was it? Bet on it was the line in the story, Craig? Bet on him being back?
Yep, bet on it.
Not stamp it?
That is just, you know, look, Chris, Jeff, say what you will about Dejan. It's an enterprising website. It's independent. He lives off of subscribers and people going to his site. If his site had this gigantic scoop and they were the only ones to have it, wouldn't you blast it out everywhere? I'm just putting myself in his shoes. If my reporter, I trust
that's
him,
a major story. That's the major story. Outside of Roethlisberger retiring immediately after the game, if that's actually real, it's the second biggest story there could be.
I'm scratching my head because I don't know Dejan like we're buddy-buddy, but knowing how competitive he is, Jeff, you've known the guy for more than a decade. Like, you would think he would want to get that out there.
If he felt he had an ironclad scoop, he would be broadcasting it everywhere. And not only that, he would be saying, we're the only ones who got this.
It's huge for his business.
Correct.
Yeah, I don't know what Dale's sources are, but if that is my story, that's my lead.
Pony, if you want me to jump off the air here, because then Dale might actually come on with us,
no,
you can
won't.
Just ask him straight
no,
up.
No, he won't, because they've got a deal with another station, so there's no way something like that would happen. Jeff, what do you think happens to the Steelers on defense in 2021? I mean, there's the churn that happens with every team. Bud Dupree will probably sign somewhere else in free agency, yep. But how about your opinions of some of the stalwarts on that defense now? T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Stephon Tuitt, Minkah Fitzpatrick, even guys that you would expect to be here beyond next year.
Yeah, it was a bad day for T.J. Watt. I still think Cam Hayward had a really good season. I think Tuitt played fairly well. Here's what I look when I think about the defense. I think about where are there areas that they could get younger or better, and one of them is getting rid of Joe Hayden. That's $7 million you can save off the cap, and you could re-sign a Cam Sutton to play corner, or if you wanted to re-sign Mike Hilton and put somebody else at corner, because those two guys are impact players for you. Hayden, while a good player, he's on the other side of 30, and most defensive backs fall off precipitously once they get to that point. I would sign younger in that position. I mean, Terrell Edmonds just is not advanced like you had hoped. And you know what? Where was Minkah? I mean, there were a lot of guys that were absent from that game. The sad thing to me was how the Browns were able to control the line of scrimmage with a team that hadn't practiced and a guard that was in there that they got off of. Where did they get him from? A construction site, and they put him in there and he was doing professional wrestling.
He was doing professional wrestling and said he was a big Browns fan. They said, you're hired. Jeff, I mean, how do you explain that offensive line doing that and manhandling the Steelers? I mean, frankly, manhandling is the word I think deserves to be used here, because they were blasting that line all day and all night long. How do you explain it? Listen, I mean, because I can't.
We're all human, so emotion is involved. I'm not saying that the reason the Browns won this game was because Juju opened his mouth. But if you're looking for something that will motivate you and keep you going, and the players were obviously reminding themselves over and over, the Browns are the Browns. The Browns are the Browns. And you're looking for an emotional edge, the Browns looked like they had it. Kareem Hunt was running harder than anyone I've seen run in that stadium in a long time. I mean, they were fired up emotionally. And obviously, they got a gift at the beginning of the game, two gifts, really, took advantage of it, and then that momentum just surged. So I thought they were playing with a lot of adrenaline, and I think the Steelers got knocked back on their heels, and by the time they somewhat recovered, they still couldn't make key plays when they needed to.
All right, Jeff, we'll let you continue the postmortem here. There's no, like, show up for locker clean-out, but I'm guessing we'll get Tomlin tomorrow. Right,
maybe.
And then eventually Colbert, and then eventually Art Rooney II. But a lot of those things are only for print media. So we'll
What's the Art Rooney II quote look like, Pony? What's his first word?
We went 12-4 and won the AFC North. That's what he's going to say.
Oh, Jeff, really quick here. Have you ever heard, in terms of tone, have you ever heard Mike Tomlin sound so defeated and chastened as he was after that game? I'm used to hearing him say these things, and I read the quotes, and then I go back and tend to listen after the fact. I was expecting it to be like this booming, hey, we died on the vine, etc., man. He sounded like a beaten man who was out of answers and didn't even know what the right questions were to be asking.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I haven't seen him this defeated. Of course, he coached like he was defeated for most of that game in the decisions that he made. I mean, he was embarrassed, and he should have been. I mean, the performance last night was embarrassing, and that people have to lose their jobs because of it, and we'll see how it plays out here over the next few days and weeks.
Jeff, thank you. Appreciate
you. Thanks, guys.
And check him out at 937thefan.com and on post-game shows with Craig Riley. But we won't get that again until the fall, I don't think. I don't think.
Craig, how did you like it? I mean, we promoted the hell out of it. And then, I mean, granted, it wasn't like the circumstances we wanted here, but my God, you got a big old T-bone steak.
He is still patting himself on the back. He said callers till 2 a.m., all kinds
of stuff. Oh, it went better than my pregame show, apparently, because somebody told me on my pregame show I did the radio equivalent of throwing four picks, except unlike Ben, I only had four attempts.
I hated the circumstances under which we were doing the postgame show. I loved doing the show, though, and had an absolute blast with it.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.